leader!
Order, order.
A warning for opposition leader Phil Goff from Prime Minister John Key.
Just before he starts playing politics with a constituent of mine, I strongly, strongly suggest to him that he make sure that he's in receipt of all the information.
The Prime Minister was responding to this question from Mr. Goff.
What does he say to his own constituent, Bruce Burgess, whose story is told in the Herald this morning, who has saved and worked all of his life, has never asked the state in his life for welfare assistance, but now at age 63 has lost his job, risks losing his home, and is eligible for no transitional assistance because his wife earns a very modest income?
The Prime Minister said Mr. Burgess should go into Work and Income for an assessment.
If he does that, then Work and Income may be able to help him into one of the 100... Just listen for a second, because you might learn something. He might be eligible to one of the 144 engineering jobs available.
Bruce Burgess, who might also be eligible for a partial benefit of $91.20 a week, was just one of several individual cases raised in later questions to the Minister for Social Development and Employment.
The Honourable Annette King.
Mr. Speaker, what does the Minister say to Training Incentive Allowance recipient Greg Saw, who said, quote, "I feel damn let down by the unthinking Minister who used the TIA herself to improve her life," end quote.
Darian Fenton, supplementary question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To the Minister, what does the Minister say to sole parent Natasha Fuller, who says her dreams of becoming an early childhood teacher have been squashed by the government's decision and feels all the effort she's put into training so far have been for nothing?
The Honourable Marion Street.
To the Minister, what does the Minister say to mother of three, Jennifer Johnston, whose marriage broke up 2 years ago, when she says that without the training incentive allowance, whatever else she may receive, she may be unable to continue her studies to become a nurse?
Paula Bennett said it was hard to comment on individual cases.
But let me give an example, perhaps, of a DPB recipient that has three children, two school-aged and one preschool. What they could get is up to $1,030 during term time of assistance each week. Over $1,000 in assistance each week to help them with those childcare costs, to help them with some of their accommodation costs and everything else.
After question time, the Speaker rejected Labor's request for a snap debate on the government's appointment of former Reserve Bank Governor and National Party leader Don Brash to head the 2025 Commission into the future. So it was on to the weekly Stoush and the general debate, which included this contribution from Labor's David Cunliffe.
In the boardroom of the National Party, the thunder crashes and darkness falls and the tomb shudders and out comes Dracula Don. Dracula Don rises from the crypt. The garlic of the lost emails wears off. The crucifix of the hollow men loses its power, and the stake of the 2005 election is thrust in his heart, and he crawls out of the crypt and he says the immortal words, privatisation.
Which was the subject of several questions, including this one for the Prime Minister from the Leader of the Opposition.
Does his plan to come out of the recession include the appointment as chair to the productivity task force of Don Brash, who says of his agenda that everything is on the table, including privatisation, notwithstanding the assurances to the contrary that the Prime Minister gave during the election campaign?
The Honourable Prime Minister.
Speaker, the National Party Cabinet sets the agenda and the National Party Cabinet decides the policies, and for the term of this government there will be no privatisation.
Mr Key's assertion was later echoed by his Minister for State-Owned Enterprises, Simon Power, in answer to this question from his Labor shadow, Clayton Cosgrove.
To the Minister, will he now categorically deny that SOEs like Meridian Energy are being prepared for privatisation if the National Party was to win a second term?
The Honourable Simon Power.
Mr Speaker, firstly, no state-owned enterprise is being prepared for privatisation. And secondly, I'm surprised the members are so quick to concede the next election.
The Minister for State-Owned Enterprises, Simon Power. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.